Sat only version, Reno Center, January 17th, 2021. After meditation and bhajans, Kavi reads the quote from Baba and question number 44 from Most Precious for Satsang.
Tonight's topic is, how do we use this grace moment to moment in our material life? And first, we'll read the quote from Sai Baba. Man is the embodiment of divine. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Being, awareness, bliss. The divine in him is always radiating light and bliss. But because of the barrier of bad thoughts, he is unable to experience this bliss. The divine is not something different or separate from oneself. Although one is identical with the divine, the dark cloaks of attachment and hatred envelope his divine essence and prevent him from realizing his inner reality. The only truth man has to discover is the truth about himself. All the sadhanas that are practiced are intended to remove the veil that conceals this reality in man. Now we'll read from Most Precious. Question 44. How do we use this grace moment to moment in our material life? Answer. Have no opinion about what is right or wrong, what is good or bad, and no conclusion of the outcome of your activities. Relax in the center of your being and see how, at that time, your body and mind will be a channel of grace. But if you worry, struggle, and fear the material world, where is the room for grace? And if there is room for it, where are the eyes to see it? You will be too entangled with what is seen to be aware of the unseen, such as grace.
Kavi starts with his questions. He poses several questions, and after each, many people share their understanding.
Most Precious says, have no opinion about what is right or wrong, what is good or bad, and no conclusion of the outcome of your activities. What is your experience with this? What does it mean to have no opinion for you? So the next question is, with respect to having no opinion about what is right or wrong, does anyone have any specific tools or wisdoms that really help you with this? I guess we'll move on to the next question. Most Precious says, but if you worry, struggle, and fear the material world, where is the room for grace? And there's two questions. I'm going to read them both so people can answer one, the other, or both if they want. But the first question is, to what extent have struggles and fears of the material world lessened for you since being on this path? And the second question is, what wisdom or tools help you most not struggle or fear the material world? Which wisdom or tools really help you with this? All right, we'll go on to our last question. Most Precious says, and if there is room for it, where are the eyes to see it? You will be too entangled with what is seen to be aware of the unseen, such as grace. What is your understanding of this truth? And or what tools or wisdoms help you feel the grace when you are entangled with what is seen? What helps you in those moments?
Kavijan, my understanding is grace is always there. We contaminate it with our struggles, with our thoughts, with being out of balance, and therefore we cannot see it. But grace is always there, whether we want it or not, whether we like it or not. It's just there. That's the only way. That's why we are here. That's my understanding. but we can pollute it and we add these veils to it. I think Baba's quote very explicitly, and also Elhami Asnazanin's quote also has mentioned that, that by virtue of struggles and bad thoughts, we cover it.
If we have a moment, I have a question to ask, and I hope everybody participate because it's important. What do you consider grace? Is a grace a concept that is different in each person, the way they accept it or the way they think it should be? What is grace? What do we mean by grace? Let's think about it before we say anything. Can we ask ourselves for a few seconds, what do I think grace is? I think that's the key to the, to like Mansoor was saying, Baba's quote and the most precious quote. Is we're discussing grace, but what is it to us? It's a very sincere question.
Several people share their understanding about grace, but later on Sat refers to Mansoor and Bahar's comments, so those comments are left in the audio.
Satchan, my sort of mental understanding, my visualization of this concept, it is a concept for me, I haven't realized it, of course, is that grace is the same for all of us, and it's in our heart. I visualize it, and the way I grasp it is a point of infinity, everything, omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent, everything. Imaginable and not imaginable, that radiates out and gives me the form that I have and all the blessings. But my true essence is that point in my heart. And we all share that because there's only one.
For me, grace is what led me to meet you. It's what brought me to Reno. It's every moment with you. It's that current, that beautiful current that flows when I stay out of it and let it take over.
I think, it's nice to ask this question, and I think what Bahar said really resonates with me because that current that we call God or existence or energy, or divine father or the self, that puts us in the right place at the right time or wrong place at the wrong time, which could turn out to be the best place of teaching. And by removing ourselves more and more with our wisdom, this becomes more and apparent that the life can grow automatically. This is why Most Precious says, don't take thought what is good, what is bad. In other words, keep your ego, keep that little self a little bit away, and then you will see that there is nothing but this perfection and allness, that even desiring the highest doesn't seem very relevant because it's self-satisfying, it's self content. So for each one of us, it comes through once we are on the spiritual path, whichever path it is that ends to the truth of ourself. We can say, like Bahar was saying, Mansoor was saying, it comes out of the grace of the self or grace of God. And as we remove the dusk of and dust of our ideas, then there is no question about grace. And I think the question and answer one before this one tonight and tonight one really explains it beautifully. And as Mansoor was mentioning, Sai Baba's quote was very interesting, very amazing. It's amazing how he tried to also take us to the source of ourself. And so it's a good news that we know that we are tasting our own infinite grace because the dust is sitting. And this is why, like Cabby would say, and all of you could testify, including myself, that we're happier, we're more peaceful, we have more balance in life and equanimity, because the dust has sat, and the grace, which is just another name for perfection, in any form, is there. So I agree with all of you, and even those that did not talk.
Satu, what was in my mind and repeating was the real meaning of grace in the appearance and in the deeper level is the presence of a real guru in the life. Because the other things, we wouldn't be able to experience it if you hadn't appeared, if you hadn't helped us, spoon-feed us, right? So that's the honest answer.
You know, a bird is a small bird and it gets fed in the mouth until it gets big and has its own kids and then feeds kids and then the kids gets big and feeds the other kid mouth to mouth. Well, if I have anything to offer because I was fed with my guru and with the lessons that I gained through life. And so now I can feed you guys and you guys can feed other people and just one feast of feeding. Kavi, I wanted to say that your questions were fantastic tonight. I really enjoyed it and I answered every one of your questions in myself because I wanted the others to participate. So thank you, everybody. Is it time to say namaste?
Yes. Thank you, Sat. Thank you so much.
Namaste.
Namaste.